B-Pod Studios.
There's a lot more to worry about than
Tutcher and Rick. It's a real nightmare. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Boston Celtics, their points per game, their field goal percentage, their winning percentage, all goes up when Kyrie Irving doesn't play. Folks, sometimes people are so gifted that you reduce the other excellent pieces around you. Boston has one player, one A player, Kyrie Irving. He is an A. And then they got a bunch of B guys. Gordon Hayward's a B. Jason Tatum's a B to a B minus to a B plus, depending on the night. Al Horford's a B, B minus. They are reduced to C's on many nights with Kyrie Irving. Boston's absolutely worse with Kyrie. Their efficiency stats drop. They're 12-3 when he doesn't play. They shoot worse without him on the floor. The assist numbers go down through the floor. And it doesn't work. And I thought it would. And I thought it would get better. And I'm wrong. And it didn't. And it hasn't.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
There's a lot more to worry about than
Tutcher and Rick. It's a real nightmare. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Boston Celtics, their points per game, their field goal percentage, their winning percentage, all goes up when Kyrie Irving doesn't play. Folks, sometimes people are so gifted that you reduce the other excellent pieces around you. Boston has one player, one A player, Kyrie Irving. He is an A. And then they got a bunch of B guys. Gordon Hayward's a B. Jason Tatum's a B to a B minus to a B plus, depending on the night. Al Horford's a B, B minus. They are reduced to C's on many nights with Kyrie Irving. Boston's absolutely worse with Kyrie. Their efficiency stats drop. They're 12-3 when he doesn't play. They shoot worse without him on the floor. The assist numbers go down through the floor. And it doesn't work. And I thought it would. And I thought it would get better. And I'm wrong. And it didn't. And it hasn't.
98.5, the Sports Hub, where Tutcher and Rich, Chris Forsberg, covers the Boston Celtics for NBC Sports Boston, and he joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Forsberg, hello.
What up? What's going down?
I'm not going to hang up on you, and that is a reference to something that just happened, but you did not hear about it. It had nothing to do with you. All right. Kyrie Irving, what were your thoughts of him walking off the floor before the game was over?
Yeah, like, it wasn't a big deal, but it wasn't a good look either. One of the things that, and because we overanalyze everything that Kyrie does, I've sort of watched him after every game, and typically, even after the first couple losses in this series, he would sit there and dap every guy up as they come off the floor and sort of be encouraging and you know, do the good leader thing where, you know, you try to stay positive. Certainly didn't look good for him to not only, like, walk off, but be in the locker room before any other guy even got in the tunnel. Is it a big deal? Like, as he said, the game was over. They weren't going to do anything in those final 10 seconds. But you could sense his frustration. And certainly as we overanalyze everything about Kyrie and his future, it just adds fuel to that fire.
I'm just going to ask a general question, and that is, how much of this season's disappointment is Kyrie's fault?
I mean, so I'd have to sit down, and there'd be a lot of slices in that blame pie, but certainly Kyrie deserves a hefty share of it, just because he caused so much strife with the way he struggled to be a good leader and the way they've struggled to figure out how to play when he's on the court. And, you know, I laugh every time I hear that are they better without Kyrie? Like, no one ever brings up the record of the teams they were playing against and all that. But certainly, you know, they played differently and they never figured it out, which is just the most bizarre part. I sit there and I wonder if Kyrie had approached being a leader differently, would things have played out differently? And I don't know. Maybe this group just never would have got it. But certainly Kyrie, the way he made other guys feel and the way he dragged those young guys under the bus certainly didn't help how this whole thing played out.
So is this irreparable? Is the best step to get rid of Kyrie Irving, but just say that the Celtics will no longer have Kyrie Irving in their future plans?
I don't know. Talent is just so valuable in the NBA. You know, like, for teams to win, you have to have talent. And I think, you know, plan A probably is still bring Kyrie back and pursue Anthony Davis. You certainly can't run back what you've got here. You know, and part of that was, even if the Celtics had gone on a good playoff run, I think that was one of my fears was, you know, would they be just sort of lulled into bringing the same roster back if they had playoff success? I think what this series has sort of hammered home is that this mix doesn't work. And you can be as hopeful as you want that Gordon Hayward's going to be better next year. You can be hopeful that the young guys are going to develop. But I just don't think you'd be disillusioned to think that you can just bring this group back and it's the summer's going to repair everything that played out this year. But certainly you have to consider, is Kyrie Irving someone you want to pay $200 million to and make the focal point of your team? I mean, there's no shortage of options of what they can do this summer. And it starts just with, is Kyrie want to come back? And if he doesn't want to come back, then you got to start hoping that you can explore sign and trade avenues and find ways to get value for him. And if he does want to come back, you've got to make sure you figure out what the plan is from there and whether you want to bring Anthony Davis in and take that chance with a one-year gamble and all that. It's just, there's a lot of dominoes to fall, and it's just not. I don't envy Danny Ainge in the front office because it's not an easy puzzle to put together.
All right. Do you think another coach could have handled this better?
I will. You know, Brad is same deal. He's not absolved from any blame here. Ultimately, he had a whole bunch of talent, and he never figured out how to make it all work, and so he deserves criticism for that. You can certainly make the case that the way that Brad runs his offense, the way that, you know, the sort of the structure of the team with everybody being equal parts, maybe that runs counter or in conflict with the way that Kyrie being a ball dominant, being the sort of the focal point, the star, how they operate. And so maybe a coach that had more experience dealing with a player who's of that sort of being someone who is, I guess, not afraid to step up and say, like, you know, Kyrie, this, your defensive lapses are unacceptable. And listen, like, Brad might do that. We just don't see it. And Brad's not going to publicly call out his players. But maybe it's sometimes you have to. And so, you know, when you watch Kyrie calling for those switches on Giannis the last game, and you know, I do wonder if there's ways that, you know, it's someone like that, do you have to be firm, or do you have to sort of lay down the law with guys like that so that they understand that they're part of a bigger puzzle?
All right, Chris, on the offensive end, that's where the Celtics have really struggled in this series. It seems like each of the three games they've lost here in a row, offensively they've disappeared in the second half. What can they do to change that other than get better shots?
I mean, it just comes down to it. Like, I can't imagine we'd be sitting here talking about the offense if Kyrie and Gordon were in any semblance of themselves. You know, this is what the Bucks do. They're long. They're all the weaknesses that we thought the Celtics would exploit with Brook Lopez and Meritage. You know, those guys have all held up really well and forced the Celtics into bad shots. And certainly the story of the series to me is that when the Celtics start missing those shots, they let it bleed into the defensive end and let those runs snowball. And that's probably going to spell their demise here based on, like, how the last three games have played out and that being the way it did. And so I don't know if, like, I think Kyrie will – that's why I don't even know if it matters. But, like, if Kyrie gets it going tonight, does the offense look different? Does the tenor of the game change? Do they have any chance to just, you know, make this thing a little bit more interesting? But ultimately, I don't know if any amount of offense could have mattered when Giannis gets it going and the supporting cast has it. The Bucks are just really good, and they sort of prove that. As much as we all sat there looking at them saying, are they just a regular season team? No, they're pretty talented. And, you know, in the bigger picture too, the one thing we haven't really thought about is, like, this is going to be a roadblock for the foreseeable future. They've got to figure out ways. Like, this is a team you're going to cross paths with every postseason now. You got to figure out how you're going to get past them, not just this year, but deeper into the future.
All right, Chris, you're obviously close to this team. You've been following them, I mean, for years, and this core you've been with all year long. If you were GM, how would you handle this offseason?
Yeah, Wow. But, you know, I don't. Again, I don't envy Danny Ainge, but I do think you have to. When I look at how teams win championships, it always comes down to talent. And as interested as I would be to see how this team would look without Kyrie Irving and to develop that young core and just get a team that embraces everything that sort of Brad Stevens is about, sort of like, you know, what we saw with those old teams with Isaiah and Jay Crowder and the just scrappy guys who, you know, who defy the superstar label, and yet those teams don't win championships. And so I think you have to start by getting Kyrie back, and I think you have to be aggressive in the pursuit of Anthony Davis, or if it's not Anthony Davis, if another player shakes free. But it has to be someone that complements Kyrie's skill set as well. We see it with Giannis and Middleton. Like, those guys play off each other so well, and then they put the right role players around them. Kyrie and Anthony Davis make a lot of sense, and so if Anthony Davis is, for whatever reason, isn't someone that you end up pursuing or can't get, you know, you do have to find another superstar that sort of can play off Kyrie. But the bottom line is winning and talent, and you got to be ruthless, and I think you have to start there. And unless Kyrie just doesn't want to come back, and at that point, then it gets a lot more difficult to figure out how to make this thing work.
All right, you've got two star players whose reputations have been soiled within the past like 48 hours. Kyrie Irving, obviously. I mean, because after that last game, I mean, the whole the belief that most people are spitting out there is that he's not a Batman, he's a Robin. Even Kendrick Perkins said that. I heard that on a couple different shows, and it seems to be the case. On top of that, you've got Gordon Hayward, who has been missing from this series after what seemed like almost a month of promising basketball. I mean, the guy was 15, 20 points. I mean, he was
played well in the first round.
Yeah,
too.
You counted on him. So what do you expect tonight, knowing all of that, knowing these guys have had their reputation sullied? What do you see happening this evening?
Yeah, we'll find out in the first few minutes. If they come out and they fight, and you know, then we'll know, like, this matters to them, and that they've got pride, and that they're disappointed in how this whole thing has played out. I mean, you know, I'm not saying that they're going to come out with the idea that they're going to make this, that they're going to win this series. Like, the idea of winning three games in a row against this team is really daunting. They haven't even lost back-to-back games, only once this year. But yeah, like, you got to show a little bit of pride and you got to try to restore that reputation. I would be very surprised if the Celtics didn't come out and play well tonight. And listen, that might not even be enough.
I was going to say, the first half hasn't been the problem.
Right. And so, like, I don't know if they'll necessarily tweak anything. Like, part of me says Brad should just throw Gordon into the starting lineup and try and see how that looks. But, I mean, you know, probably not the time to just start tweaking. Like, I don't know if that matters, but I think when you're at this point where you're at your back is like literally against the wall, your season's almost over, why not just roll with the best players that are on your team, see what happens. If they continue to throw up stinkers, like, hey, at least you gave it a whirl. But I will be fascinated if they check out, and I don't think that would reflect well on, you know, how the summer is going to play out. Like, if Kyrie goes out there, misses his first couple of shots, and he's just off in the corner pouting, then that's a terrible sign, and man, we'll be sitting here overanalyzing it again and what it means to how this whole thing will shake out.
All right, Chris Forsberg from NBC Sports Boston. Milwaukee's an underrated city, so go out and enjoy. I'm glad that you had a 5:30 flight the other day. Today, was it today or the other day?
Not only did I have a 5:30 flight, but I fell asleep on a bench in Logan and missed that 5:30 flight.
Oh, are you kidding me? Oh, man.
Wow, is NBC Sports Boston cheap? I mean, the way they have you travel is so cheap. Yeah, take the 5:30 flight. Why? What about the 9 o'clock? Well, it's $20 more.
So. Just so my employer doesn't hate me, I took the 5:30 flight because I was trying to guarantee my A-list status on Southwest, and yeah, that really bit me in the ass.
All right. Well, Chris Forsberg, thank you so much for the time, sir.
All right, guys. Take care.
See you, man. Easy.
I don't buy that for a second. Haggerty's like on like 2 a.m. flights.
Haggerty's driving from Montreal to Boston.
That's insane. That's insane.
Is that 5 hours, 5.5 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, it depends on when you hit the border these days. Sometimes the backup's an hour and a half,
yeah,
depending upon when you get there. I remember during the playoffs, Lutis and Zawa would, like, leave after the game, and after he was done, he'd leave at, like, 3 in the morning.
But he
so the border crossing wasn't bad.
Yeah, he traveled a long way from just taking the Ambassador Bridge and just not asking anything. He just went right through. All right. We will be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Dutcher and Rich on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Yo, what's up, guys? I took my skates off, so I have to go a little bit on my toes, but unbelievable win, big man. Penalty kills, unbelievable. Love to be part of your team, baby.
How you feel? How you feel going to the Eastern Conference?
Oh, so excited, and especially being next to you on the side, boys. Thanks. See you guys in Boston.
See you in Boston. Let's go.
Chara's smiling during that.
I know. It's kind of scary.
I've never seen him like smile and talk like normal.
The only time I've seen, not the only time, but one of the few times I've seen him smile is I always think of when Sidney Crosby tried to pick a fight with him back in the playoffs.
Yeah, but that's like a sinister, I'm going to kill you
that's
smile.
What I'm saying. It's like the two times I think of him when he smiles is I'm going to murder you, and then it's him in the bunny outfit from A Christmas Story that every Easter I bust out that photo when he went to the hospital for the children.
It's frightening.
And it's absolutely terrifying. A lot of gums.
Not a good gum-to-teeth ratio. Be listening tomorrow morning at 7:50 for your chance to score a pair of tickets to be at the Garden tomorrow night for Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Final as the Bruins take on Carolina in their quest for the Cup. Tickets still available at Ticketmaster.com/Bruins. That's tomorrow at 7:50. And so what's the deal? Is the Uber and Lyft are not working today?
Okay, I actually don't know. I know that they're protesting what's going on at the airport where you have to go to a certain section, I believe, of the parking deck, or it's going to be soon. I think it's in October. I could have the month wrong.
But our boss showed us a picture of, like, he landed in the line to get, like, an Uber. Like, there's a cab stand right there. Why would you possibly stand in line waiting for a ride share when you can just take a cab?
Well, many people are taking Ubers because they don't like the quality of the cabs.
There's no
they don't like the service.
No, they're both very good model businesses.
Services. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Services, thank you. But I mean, if it comes down to standing in line for half an hour, standing in line for 5 minutes, I'm taking a cab.
Amen.
I mean, what's going to happen? I mean, so what if it smells? Or so what if you have to sit in the front seat and the guy keeps sneezing and coughing on you? These are both things that happened to me recently. I was in Harvard Square with my family on Easter, and there were three cabs lined up, and none of them would take us because there was four of us and they didn't want to move the stuff off the front seat.
Aren't you answering your own question then? You just answered your own question.
No,
like,
no,
why is there such a line for these Ubers and Lyfts?
No,
when there's cabs.
No, hang on. I always order rideshare because you can't count on, ever since I had a trip to England and we ordered a cab and it took 45 minutes for them to get there, and like we were pulling out of the driveway by the time it came. I've used ride-sharing services, even though I think Uber's unfair with the way they rate you. Because because
you don't like your rating?
What's your rating now?
It went up a tenth of a point.
Where are we now? 4 point what?
4.65.
Okay.
I think I went down a tenth of a point because I brought my kids in a bunch of Ubers, and they were loud.
Well, see? That should be allowed.
Well, no, I mean, they're being obnoxious.
You know what my Lyft rating is? Five on the side, baby.
I'm a 4.85 on Uber.
Yeah, it must be nice, teacher's pet.
Mm-hmm. It's because I'm nice. I tip well.
And now I tip 4.65.
So you didn't tip before?
Well, you weren't supposed to tip black cars before.
Yeah, but they have on the app.
No, I know.
Since
now
they added that, you always tip.
Well, with Lyft, I can't lose my rating. With Lyft, I got 5. So, I mean, now I'm under their thumb. But I do like there's an option, like, it was, like, a $10 ride to tip, like, $20. Like, you know what I want to do is pay triple what they're asking for.
Yeah, I'm not.
I need one today. I need a Lyft today. So I'm a little disheartened that these won't be going.
I don't know whether or not it's all over. Once again, I probably should have read up on it. I have no idea whether it's the whole city or what. I just know that they're protesting the thing that they've passed where at the airport it's going to make it more difficult for you to use a Uber or a Lyft or a rideshare service, I think, in the next several months. I believe it's October when that's going to come take place. Dan, yes.
I think there's also other sporadic strikes going on around the country because tomorrow's supposed to be the IPO, the first initial public offering of rideshare stock. I think it might be for Uber, and they're trying to highlight the inequities now that are happening in some of the fares and what they get paid and how it's trying to highlight to say, you know what, you might not want to invest in this if the IPO is going tomorrow because they're not fair to workers and stuff like that.
They're trying to make a point. Okay, I see.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a one-day strike.
Bird drives a Lyft. You've never given anyone under 5 stars, have you?
Oh, he has.
You have. What'd they do?
Well, yeah, what was the thing that gave them a bad rating?
No, I gave the guy a 4. He just wouldn't shut up. Like, he's just rambling about nonsense. I'm like, could you talk about something currently? Like, he was talking about, like, space and time.
That's not a reason to give someone a bad rating because they were talks.
It was Rich, 3 in the afternoon Rich, on a Saturday. I'm like, what the hell's wrong with you,
Rich,
dude?
Someone told us that if you talk on the phone, you'll get, which is the whole
Bird, that's crazy.
Point.
You can't get, okay, here's why you give someone you dock their rating. Is if they throw up in your car,
yep.
If they make a mess in there,
yep.
If they damage your car,
yep.
Any other reason other than that, yeah. Man.
Well, you were here talking on the phone. They don't like that, which is like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. If you're yelling, that's different. Like if you're doing something that would actually distract the driving, that's different.
There's a big difference between...
Oh, but that's, is he just
I
like
really
talking
get
in a
forced.
Normal tone?
I never get forced.
He didn't like the conversation. This is what I'm
you
getting
can't
at.
Dock somebody a point for
well,
that.
That's what happens to me.
That's the gig.
Talking on the phone. And Lord, and then I was told right here on the radio that it's like the world's biggest sin if you ask him to turn the channel on the radio. It like say you're going to a Bruins game
mm-hmm.
and you want to hear the pregame. This is a service.
Now, there's part of me that is you get what you pay for. Like, if you get the lower end like car service and you ask them to change a station, they're under no obligation to turn it.
Wait, do you think
However,
that I'm going
if
lower?
You, yeah, if you get the black car service, I think it's perfectly reasonable.
I get the black
because
the
amount of money you
back.
Pay to ask for them to change the station.
I don't know. I think changing the station for a ride is not a big deal. I mean, you're not asking them to put on like...
You know what it is? It's like going to a like a McDonald's asking for a fresh sliced tomato.
No, it's
if you
not.
Go in the low-end one and you ask them to change
not.
The station, at the high-end one, yes, you expect
it
that.
That is not... Asking for a fresh cut sliced tomato at McDonald's means that you've not lived on the planet. I mean, asking someone to switch, hey, I'm going to the Bruins game. Would you mind putting on the pregame? Is not worth docking me. And then, by the way, then if you get docked enough points, then no one will get you. So you get, what are you going to do? You can't get your... The last few times that I've ridden Uber, we've been exceptionally gracious. I've tipped.
That's why your rating went up.
Went up a hundredth of a point. Went up 1/100th of a point.
That's a lot if you've taken a ton of trips.
We use it every day. I mean, I went up 1/100th of a point.
Well, you made somebody happy, Fred.
Hey, Rich, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
And I was asking Bird this. Do the drivers get to see your rating of them before they submit their
rating? No. As a matter of fact,
like a mutual.
You both have, from what I've been told, you both have to submit. To see what the rating
sort of blindly
is.
Saying I you know that was a good experience.
Although I say that, but I've never seen the individual rating that I've gotten. But I do believe the drivers
get
see
to see what you put down.
Yeah,
prior
after
to tipping
you
and all
them.
That.
Yes, prior to tipping. No, not prior to tipping. I think the entire exchange needs to be finished before you can see what they put, so it doesn't affect your rating of the rider.
Gotcha. Well, that's backwards.
Thank you. Yeah.
No, I don't. I don't think you should be able to give them a rating based on what they tipped you.
No, I don't. But isn't that what you're saying?
No. I'm saying it's the opposite. I'm saying the whole thing needs to be done.
Okay.
Like the tip and everything needs to be finished before.
Well, I've never given a driver under a 5. Now I forgot to do it before, but I've never given a driver under a 5.
If you forget to do it, it doesn't count.
No, it should count against you. Like, not count against you. I still don't think you should be able.
No.
Be
it, tip, if you if they they have to assume you just forgot about it. I mean, they're not assuming that you're deliberately giving
well,
them...
Well, Fred, if they heard that break where you hung up on that poor dude from Raleigh, I don't mm-hmm. think they would think it was
I
just
mean, God forbid,
you
used to get a driver with a southern accent.
They think you were just a dick.
In all seriousness, I'm feeling pretty bad about that right now.
Yeah.
Tom, go ahead.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
First time, long time. Listen, I drive for Uber, and I listen to you guys while I'm driving for Uber.
That's right. That's why you get all the money.
Right. And if people don't like it, well, it doesn't matter. But as far as the radio, changing the station, I drive X and XL. I don't drive black. But whatever you want to listen to, you can listen to. And, Fred, you're correct. It's a service, and you should be able to do or have what you want.
Yeah, like if and they asked you to put on like some crazy or see if they asked if they gave you an iPad and like said, hey, plug in my iPad and play the music on this. I understand that's a pain in the ass, but like a legitimate and it's not even music. Like if you're going to a game and they're taking you to a game, I mean it's not ridiculous at all. Well, and by the way, it's not like I'm driving to New York. Driving down to the garden, it's a, you know, hopefully it's a 20-minute ride, but generally it's a 45-minute ride.
Yeah, that's a question that I mean, I feel free to ask in any of them, but I also wouldn't get upset if at the low-dollar one they said no, because I'm like, all right, well, you get
what
you
pay
for.
Well, they say no, What's even more sly and a stab in the back is when they give you a negative rating.
Yeah, that's not good. Now, for just asking, you should not get your rating, Doc. And, Bird, you were completely wrong for someone just talking.
He was just bothering you.
Maybe he was just a nice guy.
He had an obnoxious voice. He was talking about
nonsense. He can't help his voice. He can't help his voice.
It was just one guy. It was just one guy. I give fives to everybody. That one guy just really triggered me.
Because of something he was born with. Something God made him with. His obnoxious voice is what you're saying.
Like a southern accent.
No. Was it a southern accent?
In the conversations he was having with
him. As opposed to Bird's Shakespearean ability.
But he's from here. He's from here. He fits in.
Right. All right.
Was it kind of weird?
It could have been weird.
Hey, you're talking weird. All right, so we will be back with the stack, Rich. What will we discuss?
Oh, the whole country of Canada. They are pearl-clutching about Brad Marchand.
Oh, yeah. God. They're taking that way, way too far. All right, here are the headlines.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Something.
Wonder Woman was there, but she's lost all her powers.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
98.5 The Sports Hub, or Toucher and Rich. I hung up on some stupid beat writer for Carolina because it was boring. To me, and this is an email from Edgar Sweet. It says, Fred, I enjoy 98.5 primarily for the 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours, which is right there.
Hey. Goodness. All right.
I do occasionally listen to your show. I do so mostly for Rich and John. Well, that's a lie. For John.
Sorry, bringing in the dough. What's up, listeners? How you doing?
This sounds like a guy you want on your side.
I listen for John's updates.
That's right. I listen for the
most people do. That's why the chicks come running. Everyone likes the update guy.
You are a pretty disgusting individual, and I suspect that you are proud of that. But even you reached a new low today. I hung up on a beer. The lack of professionalism on your part and the disrespect you showed to another person, especially someone who you invited on your show, is not something to make light of. If your management had any decency, they would suspend you for a month or two without pay.
I agree with him.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was worth it.
Yeah. Have fun doing that. Yeah, I'll get my entire salary for the next 4 years. They would suspend you for a month or two without pay, but I suppose they like your jackass antics. And they attract a certain audience that is not Edward Sweet, who was, by the way, in Striper. Although you didn't like your guest talking about the Canes jerk shirts, it's fitting of you. What a jerk. This is from Ron Nadeau, N-A-D-E-A-U. You really showed your true colors today. Why should someone call in only to get cut off just because you don't like the way someone sounds? That's an email you actually took time to write. Dave Penny says, you're a dick.
That's it?
Yeah, and then there's a complimentary one, which I won't bore you with, but I'll tell you.
You are a dick.
Have you been on Twitter yet?
No, but I take it it's exceptionally negative, which I don't care because Boston has become incredibly soft.
No, I would say it's a mix. It's a mix. Although Nick has had an interesting morning.
Are my kids on there? They were. Were people being mean to them? I need Nick over there because my kids get on that thing.
Oh yeah, you're the police.
Believe me, he's very nice about that.
Okay, good.
He keeps an eye on all that stuff.
Excellent.
No, Nick is a good guy. But right,
keep it clean there, Nick.
Because they watch it, and then my kids, you don't go up and they just say hi.
Right.
You know, I have two kids. So you want me suspended for 2 months without pay, which, by the way, I have a meeting with management after this about a possible suspension. And so you want to take money from my 8- and 10-year-old child's mouths for an honor of a... Carolina Hurricanes reporter?
That's right, Fred. It was all about your loyalty to the bees.
I love the bees!
It runs through your blood. You bleed black and gold.
That's right, baby. I love the bees. But I do hope that gets to Carolina radio shows because it's going to be so funny.
Oh, I mean, do you know the amount of Fescos you're going to piss off?
It's going to be so great.
I hope. Oh, my gosh. That would be the best.
Because, like many places, and I had season tickets to the Thrashers. I didn't pay for them in Atlanta, but Dan got on their site and it's like North Carolina, Duke, NC State, like it's all college.
Durham Bulls.
Anything
but.
How many things down were the Carolina Hurricanes? Like how many teams did you have to scroll down till you got to the Hurricanes?
Four. So they were fifth.
Oh, they were fifth?
Yeah. So what happens with that, which is great on radio, is that they don't know how to handle it, so they'll galvanize in like a super corny way,
mm-hmm.
and then like just take huge shots at Boston.
Boston, kiss my ass twice.
They'll do something like that, like how horrible Boston is,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll make it all like, go have some... I guarantee Chowder's brought
mountains
up.
Mountains and Maine.
I mean, that guy just has the vocabulary of a nitwit.
The chowder heads are melting down, and they're wondering why, you know, we're not going to another Super Bowl.
Well, they did.
But it doesn't even matter. What's he going crazy about?
Well, he's going crazy because guess what? He's in your dome.
We're living inside the dome.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Well,
that would be great, though, if they did pick that up.
Well, that's a lot of content. You should be thanking me, audience.
I'm thanking you for the content, but I am not thanking you for the meanness.
That's right.
You exhibited That's towards right. our honorable guest. All right.
The tenor of the audience has shifted.
He deserved better, Fred.
Just think it's so funny that Boston, this is Boston. Everything they warned us about when we came here is, it's tough and, you know, da 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 da. Not really.
The morning show is called The Mac Attack, so get ready.
Oh, God. You've been attacked by the Mac.
The Mac Attack.
All right, so if anyone hears anything on Carolina Radio, just please tweet that to Rich.
Hey,
or email to
Boston,
me.
Kiss my ass twice.
Well, somebody who is very upset, that would be basically the whole country of Canada because of Brad Marchand being a real jerk to someone.
Thanks, Jim. Brad, you said after the third game of the series, there's no panic in the room. What can you say about the way your group handled the next three games and ultimately advancing to the conference final?
We did a good job.
No, Tuukka Rask was saying, this core isn't getting any younger. What do you make of the opportunity that lies ahead of you?
It's been fun.
So I see where this is going here. I'll ask you one more about your line. It got back together. You had said the chances were there. We're just starting to bury it these last few games. What kind of zone are you three in?
We're good.
Thanks. Well, that was worth it, Jim.
And what was that guy's name? Michael Bukakis?
Yeah, it's the most unfortunate name in the world. Like, about 10 years ago, it got really unfortunate.
Yeah.
But now, this is a little bit of a double standard because we have gotten on guys for not, you know, just being jerks in press conferences. But this whole thing in Canada has gone insane.
Okay. I mean, they've lost their mind. So there was, on Hockey Night in Canada, they were saying that he should be suspended.
Yeah.
On top of that, here was another Talking Heads thing that they had up at Sportsnet.
He's just so immature. And, you know, he's not that clever. And, you know, like you said, he thinks he's above everybody else in terms of that kind of... And, you know, I thought last year, after the licking, we'd be past this. He's going to be 31 in a month. Like, at what age do you sort of grow up a little bit and go, you know, I just got to be a better guy? Because he's a wonderful hockey player. Yes. I love watching him. What's up, bud?
What's up, bud?
Yeah, what's up with you, bud?
What's up with our hero?
You blew off two. You should be suspended from... Even when we were getting on Westbrook and George,
No one said they should be suspended.
No.
They're just being pricks.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a time. Everyone in Canada, I really do. And this is a trait that
because
I.
Because if you didn't, then the people from the South and the North would all.
Canadians
are the enemies at all.
No, because I like this trait in them is that they are just so overly nice.
Yeah.
Like any kind of thing that is at all divisive or reeks of not being classy is deemed like completely unacceptable.
By the way, John from Vegas, do not call that station in Carolina. Whatever you do, please. I'm seeing people saying that he might want to do that. He shouldn't. Just refrain, John from Vegas.
No, John from Vegas, you should call him up and tell him what happened and play the audio for him. You should absolutely call him. Please. It will kill a bit for the show.
That would be pretty fantastic.
Yeah, John from Vegas or whoever is out there, just call their radio station, play the dumb audio. It's available on 98.5thesportshub.com or on the 98.5thesportshub app, and play it for them. And that's content, and we can all enjoy it tomorrow.
So the St. Louis Blues ended up beating the Dallas Stars last night, and there was something interesting if you saw the end of it, which I have not noticed up to this point.
The St. Louisan, Pat Maroon, and he sends them to the conference finals. A 2-1 win in double overtime over the Dallas Stars. Pat Maroon on May 7th, game 7. He's number 7, and it's the towel man, Pat Maroon, the hero.
And you can't really hear it in the background, but as it went on and the handshake line started, the song that you realize that they play when they win is...
In St. Louis?
It's St. Louis.
Really? There's got to be a reason for it.
There is a reason. I read up on it because I saw it was like, oh my God, why are they playing Gloria by Laura Branigan? And the reason is that apparently about 3 months ago, I guess it was during it was about like 3 months ago, there was a playoff game, a football playoff game, that a bunch of the guys in the team went and watched at a bar. And after the game was over, they were all excited, and they started playing, like, Gloria by Laura Branigan in there. And everyone was just... So all these hockey players in the bar, and so they go up to the people at the bar and say, I want you to keep playing that song. I want you to play it 10 times in a row. So they played Gloria by Laura Branigan over and over.
Well, where were you the first time you heard Gloria? I mean, these are young guys. I mean, the first time you hear it, it's infectious.
So they started during this playoff run. When they would win, they would go in the locker room and just say, play Gloria, and they play it on the boombox. This wasn't a big thing, and a video got out of them in the locker room while dancing to Gloria. And now, all of a sudden, for the past week and a half, every time they win, like, Gloria gets played. And that's now their official fight song.
That's not the goal song.
No, this is the win song. This is when they win. And to me, that's what the Bruins are missing. They're missing something, like, as we were saying, for a goal song. Instead of some, like, German Europop song that was made, what, the year 2000 was when they introduced it. So there's no history involved in it at all.
They should play that song by Scandal.
Goodbye to you, or the
Shooting
Warrior.
At the walls the of heartache. Bang, bang. Yeah.
I bet you teams do that, though. One of the worst songs, by the way, of all time, Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Oh, that's
Agreed.
An awful song.
Agreed.
That's an awful,
horrible song.
But Careless Whisper, as you said, would be fantastic.
Yeah, if they scored, it would be funny. And by the way, Brad Marchand, say what you will, is a very humorous individual and a gregarious guy. There is no one currently on the Bruins, and I watched Ty Anderson's video yesterday, and he said this is the tightest he's seen the team since 2011. There's no one on this team that is an ass.
Well, also on top of that, in a sport that is honestly desperate for personality, like, who can you look at in hockey right now and go, well, this is somebody who is someone I really want to hang out with? Like,
Ovechkin.
Ovechkin,
of course.
Ovechkin's the best scorer of this generation.
Subban's got a good personality.
I do like Subban.
But he got buried in Nashville. I mean, it's one of those things. If Nashville was winning cups and things, more people would take notice of him. But Alexander Ovechkin, after winning the cup, he's the best goal scorer this league has had in the last 30 years.
He partied his ass off, and it was great.
Seriously. Yeah, he had the cup for like 2 months.
And it was great.
Like, no one else got it.
Exactly. That's the guy you want.
He might have partied harder than anybody, and I'm including Brad Marchand in 2011.
I would put Messier after the New York went up against anyone. Apparently, that got to be a whole scene. Or when Dallas won.
Well, when Dallas did it, it was sloppy. But still, I don't even think it compares to... You're right. For 2 months,
Ovechkin.
Every picture of Ovechkin was him just knocked on his ass.
Like, no one got the cup but him. All right, so we'll be back. We'll find out what Zolak and Bertrand have to say.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Stop. Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And I showed Rich a sketch from the show, I Think You Should Leave, with Tim Robinson, and he actually laughed. It's hard to laugh at something someone's showing to you on the phone.
It almost never works. Well, also, it's like, hey, look at this. This is funny. And right. It almost never works. But that, and I've also heard that show's really good. It's Netflix, right?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. Right. I would start with episode 3. They're like 15 minutes long. They're all there. There's 6 episodes. Be listening tomorrow morning at 7:50 for your chance to score a pair of tickets to be at the Garden tomorrow night for Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals as the Bruins take on Carolina in their quest for the Cup. Tickets still available at Ticketmaster.com/Bruins. That'd be tomorrow at 7:50.
And we have not heard when officially Game 2 is yet.
Yeah, that's right.
Depends on what happens tonight.
Okay, when would, if for some unbelievable reason the Celtics won tonight, when is Game 6?
Friday.
Friday here. Okay,
yes.
All right.
Friday here.
So you're looking at potentially 3 days in a row at the TD Garden.
If San Jose wins, then the Bruins game appears to be on Saturday. If San Jose loses tonight, that puts St. Louis with home ice. Shares on Friday. That bumps St. Louis back a day, so the Bruins game would be Sunday.
So now that you've got the Final Four here, you're about to have the Final Four in hockey. Matinees are over, right? We're not getting any days.
No, apparently, there's a chance Saturday could be a matinee.
Saturday or Sunday could be 3.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Well, Saturday
although Saturday afternoon is tough.
If they have to play Sunday, apparently it's going to be at 3.
Because I'd much rather watch my kids play sports, I'm not being sarcastic, than watch just the Bruins. So I'd have to tape the Bruins, and then that's not nearly as fun as watching them live.
Sure.
All right.
Just don't do anything Sunday afternoon, because you have Mother's Day, people going out, we got games. Like, we had to restructure dinner because of games that have been piled up because of all the 21 out of 28 straight days of rain we've had.
I think that
everything is piled into this weekend.
I think my son has a 7 o'clock game on Sunday.
Oh, good for you. Nothing like getting up at 6 on a Sunday.
No, 7 at night.
Oh.
Under the lights?
Under the lights, they've... and it's going so smooth.
Well, that's weird.
That field.
Is this a rain-out makeup?
No. The neighbors are thrilled. All right.
You allowed to make noise that late, Newton? You do that at a ballpark?
I don't think that they
crack
enjoy...
Crack of a bat?
Yeah, I know. The incredible noise that comes from youth baseball. Scotty Z.
Hey.
What's on the docket today?
We got a lot of stuff to get to. The McAvoy stuff. Like Kyrie, man, this drama never ends. I know Rich is completely out. And what are you going to do, Rich, if he hangs 44 in these next couple games and they end up winning?
Well,
if
they win the series, then I'm back.
You can't be back.
If they win the series, I'm back. They're not going to win the series.
You can't do that.
If they win the series, hell yeah. I'll be like, well, he made me eat my crap. Honestly, he made me eat. I would say I was wrong. If they win the series, which is not going to happen, hell yeah, I'm
right.
back.
What are you going to do, Fred?
That shows me he had something.
Yeah.
That showed me he's sacked up.
Like Fred?
No, I don't like Kyrie Irving.
Because that would show me that, wow, he learned his lesson. Holy crap.
Yeah.
He brought this team back from the gutter, from as low as you could possibly be.
It's
not going to happen.
Oh. Endless drama, man, with it. It's
Yeah, I'll go ahead and call it.
The clothing line coming out yesterday and people reading into it. And why is it written this way and that way? I don't know. That's all. Just...
Well, that was just bad timing. That was
NBA
awful
divas.
Timing.
Oh, everything's timing. Baby.
I thought that was an Onion thing. I'm not kidding you when it first came out.
Oh.
Well, the concept is something out of the Onion.
Yeah. Hey, have fun on Morrissey Boulevard if anybody's hitting that today. There's a crane out there. UMass. Nice.
Really?
Great timing. Excellent timing. Morning commute.
Where is it?
Freaking crane stopping Morrissey.
Where?
Morrissey, right here. UMass. Crane, just stop. They close Morrissey to get the crane across.
There's a way to avoid
nice.
That.
Nice! Stuff around.
There's a way to avoid that.
But I got to go this
go
way.
Go Columbia Road.
No, you don't. Go back that way.
Go Columbia and then get on Morrissey going the other way.
Yeah.
Columbia, then Morrissey. That way. But you're the ass.
It's taking up the whole road so you can't get by it?
Dude, I mean, it is what it is.
All right. You guys have a great show. Yes, That'll do it for us. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.